I think soon after that the Dunlay Sports and Social Club was started in Thurso in Viewfirth. They got hold of this big house, Viewfirth, and so that was a mecca too to go for the weekend. But those of us who were not, who were hanging on in Dunlay, the single ones, felt that if you went to dances in places like Viewfirth, it was just nearly always married couples that went, you know, and you needed to go to the town hall dances to get the single girls. I think I remember going, I got a diary at the time, going to the first week I was going to a dance in Thurso. It was the old Miller Calder Hall, and my comments were felt a bit remote. So, you know, there are some people who adapt very well, very sociable people, and I think the Thurso, or Scottish system of education, is probably a lot better than the one I went through, because I went through a single sex school right to the age and then on to university, which was almost single sex because there weren't many doing physics and that kind of thing. So, whereas in Scotland, I was overly surprised by how easily young men and women, boys and girls, talk to each other. Of course, they'd grown up together probably, but that was a revelation to me, who thought of women, girls, as being a different species. Most peculiar now. Well, there were a whole lot of us, I think, not a lot, but a few of us who were suffering from the same disability in the camp.